Pope Benedict XVI today received the participants in a celebration marking the 400th anniversary of the death of the great Jesuit missionary to China, Father Matteo Ricci. Chris Altieri reports.
Remembering Father Ricci is a great protagonist of the Church's commitment to proclaim the gospel in China in modern times, Pope Benedict said the great Jesuit missionary is a special case of happy synthesis between the gospel and dialogue with the culture of the people to which he brings it.
L'opera di questo missionario presenta due versanti che non devono essere separati.
Noting that Father Ricci is one of only two foreigners mentioned in Beijing's Museum of the Millennium among the great figures of Chinese history, the other being the Venetian merchant and adventurer Marco Polo, the Holy Father said Matteo Ricci's missionary efforts had two sides that should not be separated: the enculturation of the gospel and the presentation of Western science to the Chinese people and civilization. The Holy Father also discussed the reciprocity that made his work so effective. Ricci had, he said, the cooperation of many Chinese interlocutors, many of whom came to embrace the faith.
Anch'io, come Padre Matteo Ricci, esprimo oggi la mia profonda stima al nobile popolo cinese.
Pope Benedict concluded saying that, like Father Matteo Ricci before him, he too has and expresses his profound respect to the noble Chinese people and their ancient culture, as well as his conviction that their renewed encounter with Christianity will bring abundant fruits of good and so favor a peaceful coexistence among peoples. I'm Chris Altieri.